Panda. All the staff.
Okay, can you think of some? You ever heard it called bread? Honey called bread?
Bread.
Or dough?
I've heard it called dough, but I don't believe I have bread.
Okay. All right, yeah. Tell me some games that you played when you were a child, or some that you knew about, some hiding games.
Hiding games. We play hiding and I can't even think of that, Janice.
They would play hide and seek.
That's what I'm talking about, hide and seek. When I came to.
What did you do? You remember how you played it? What you did?
Yeah, well, I wanted to have a certain place I'd trying to call home, and he'd close his eyes and count, and he'd. Hide and seek, I think would be the right name.
Okay.
Right
and,
name. Be still now.
Okay, one person would close his eyes and count, then what would the other people do?
Oh, they'd run out trying to hide, and they'd slip around, watch one is doing the count, they try to slip home without getting caught.
Okay. And, did you ever play any other hiding games? Like maybe Blind Man's Bluff, did you ever play that?
No, I never did play that. That's okay. One, all right, but I never did play it.
Okay. What about a running game or a line game, something like maybe a relay kind of game? Did you ever play anything like that?
Yeah, the sack race.
Okay, how did you play that?
Put the line two up the other and put the inside legs in the sack, and they'd hold it up like that, and it'd be three-legged.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a cute rustic.
What kind of sack did you use?
Old Guarana sack, croaker sack. Of course, it'd been washed, but yeah, they'd put two of the legs in, the inside legs in that sack,
mm-hmm.
and they'd hold it with a string in each one of the hands, and that was the third leg.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't make very many miles an hour.
Did you ever play something like Simon Says?
No, I don't.
Like that,
I don't know him.
Pop the Whip.
Oh yes.
How did you play Pop the Whip?
They'd have a long number in a circle around out here, and the one on the end would be the cracker, and we'd lose him quite often. They'd get to running around that way and stop all at once and turn that bottom one loose. It'll about tear up the patch.
Okay. What about Fox and Hound? Did you ever play that?
A few times. Yeah, now that was a little strenuous. Last game I was ever in, and that was a bunch of boys. We come right across here. I said, boys, I'm going to build my house right out there. They laughed at me. I said, well, I'm going to do it if I live. That was 50.
How did you play that?
So many, one or two would run off way out yonder, and then they'd turn the dogs loose and chase him.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'd go 2-3 hours before you'd catch up with them.
Real dogs? Or?
No. The other boys and girls. No, it was mostly boys that played. Mm-hmm. That's too rough for the girls.
Do you ever play Red Light?
No.
Okay. What about ring games? Did you ever play games that involved a circle? Or using a ring.
Playing marbles.
Okay. How did you play that?
Well, we had one that you played with little Aggie marbles, a 6-foot ring. Then you had one that you played the old-fashioned big ringman marble. They were inch to inch and a half inside, and you tall about 3/4 inch, and you draw a 2-foot circle, put one in the middle, and